The Point Radio.
Hey, it's Mike Robb. Well, you know, the FX animated comedy Archer is smart, funny, and full of some of the most talented ladies on TV. And they're all here to talk about what goes on behind the scenes. Plus, River Street gets a reprieve, and Metal Hurlin' finally comes to US TV. Let's get to the point.
This is The Point, The Point Radio, get The Point Radio.
After five seasons, you're probably pretty much aware of what the FX animated series Archer is all about. It's a story of a very male and a very inept spy, but at the heart of the show are some incredible female characters, starting with Aisha Tyler, whose character Lana this season ended up pregnant. So what's the story behind that?
You know, I think part of the reason that she decided to get pregnant was that she realized that, this life at ISIS wasn't necessarily that fulfilling. I think she had a lot of designs on taking over Mallory's job, and then it felt like maybe that wasn't going to happen. And I think she just wanted to have something in her life that gave her some direction and some meaning. And, the whole crisis that she had in the desert with thinking, like, why am I doing this stupid job with people that don't give a shit? And, you know, a company that's run by an alcoholic maniac who keeps sending us after, you know, like, her sex tapes. You know what I mean? Like, I think everybody has that crisis at some point. And most people have children because they want somebody to wipe their ass when they're on their deathbed. So I think that's probably a big aspect of Lana's motivation is, like, I'm going to die alone. And I seem to hold an abiding amount of affection for a guy who is probably going to die of, you know, massive, like, crystalline gallstones at 45. So, yeah. And then I think, you know, her decision about and we don't know. I mean, she kind of implies. I know there's a line at the end of last season where she says it was a donor. Whether that's true or not, I can't tell you. I know that's what she said. But I think the thought process behind when we finally find out who the father is, I think we'll be surprised. Her reasoning may not be at all clear. It may just be like she made a crazy choice. You know what I mean? Who knows?
There's a ton of memorable lines on the show, a lot of which belong to Aisha, but she doesn't necessarily see it that way.
I don't get the craziest lines. Like Pam gets the best lines. Pam Poovey has all the best lines on the show by far. And I wish that I had, like, more memorized, but I tend to be, like, blackout drunk when I do the show, so I don't really know what happens. The one that I always say, which unfortunately I've said before, is the first season when Cyril had put a dead hooker in the trunk of the car, and then she made him go buy porn. And that was when I knew that I was home, that I, like, had finally found a show that was like my comedic home, because Adam and I, when we were recording it, had a very long conversation about whether ball slappiest or ball slappinest was a funnier word. And anytime someone's willing to get into a semantic argument, an etymological argument about nuts, you found your tribe. So that was when I told him he had to get the bare back in his ball slappiest, hard dick in his interracial porn in the store. And he said, from the nice old Asian lady. So that's probably my favorite line of the show. Yeah.
Pam is played by actress Amber Nash, who has her own favorite line.
I like a lot of the stuff that she says to Cheryl, because it's not particularly dirty. It's just, like, kind of shitty and off the cuff. Like when she called her neck bones, I think was one of my favorites. I also love Holy Shit Snacks. It's so fun. And then some of the more horrifying things, like drown a toddler in my panties. People love that. My mom's like, oh my God, Amber. But my mom can't watch the show because it's too much for her to deal with. But most of the stuff she says is just like, well done, Adam Reed. Well done.
So has she ever been shocked by anything on the show?
I'll say that I was surprised the first couple times, and then I was like, oh, this is a full speed ahead train, and I have no idea where it's going. So now I'm just, like, rolling with it. I have no idea what Pam's ever going to do, and it's kind of fantastic. So, yeah, now I'm just like, well, there's nothing she can't do. Yeah. And I got to start writing Pam's Twitter feed last season. And so I've gotten to kind of play around with, like, what happens in her personal life when she's not at ISIS. And it's been really fun. And, like, she's in a jug band. She is a She's a bouncer at a strip club called Crammers. She does dinner theater, like all these crazy things that Pam does when she's not at work. So she can do anything, I think.
So will anything from that Twitter feed ever turn up on the show?
Yeah, I know. That's what kind of every time I write something, I'm like, oh, maybe they'll take this idea and run with it. But the animators started making pictures of some of the tweets. Like there was one, it was the inventor of Ready Whip's birthday. So I tweeted about that because Pam would be excited about that kind of thing. And they did a picture of Pam naked, and all she was wearing was Cool Whip, or Ready Whip, and it was amazing. So things like that have happened that have been really cool.
Amber is also an improv comedian, and I wondered if any of that ever turned up on Archer.
You know, the scripts are so good that there's not a lot of reason to, but a lot of times what happens is Adam will improvise with us, so he'll write a line, and then maybe it's not exactly what he wanted, and so he'll be like, we'll try it this way, and then I'll try it, and then I'll have an idea, so I'll try it another way, and so we kind of do some improv that way. And he's totally cool with it. It's just a lot of times we don't need to. The script's so good.
Celebrated actress Jessica Walter plays Mallory. And I wondered if there's any similarities between Jessica and that character.
You know, I think every actor that does any, whatever part they're doing, whatever role they're playing, they try to bring, just to make it truthful, you know, parts of themselves that can relate. Let's say, for instance, with Mallory, she likes to be in control, and I certainly can relate to that. I'm not always in control, but I'd like to be. So I think her sense of humor, although mine is not as blatant, but you know, it's that East Coast kind of sense of humor. Since I'm from the East Coast, so I've sort of incorporated that in. But definitely, I think all actors try to bring parts of themselves into the characters they play.
Judy Greer is Cheryl, who kind of puts her own twist on things.
I like the general screaming that I do. Like, because I feel like a lot of times when I'm recording, there it'll say, like, everybody. And that's, like, a line where we're all like, ugh. Like, if Mallory's like, no one's leaving the office until we do this. And everyone's like, ugh. I like when my character, I always try to give her, like, the opposite reaction. Like, yes! Or awesome, or if someone gets shot, I'm like, awesome. But I like that. And then I added in once a jizao that is something that my family in Ohio, I always remember them saying. So we, instead of like, oh, geez, they'd be like, jizao, why'd you do that? Like, I don't do a ton because Adam is perfect and he writes perfect scripts every time, and I'm not just saying that. But sometimes it's fun when I get to like just add a little something in. I also love screaming, you're not my supervisor. It's kind of one of my favorite things to do, especially to my husband.
Judy is also known for being on Arrested Development. So which show is she recognized first for?
It's a pretty, you know, it always was more Arrested, but it's kind of like pretty even now. Like, I used to like my, like if anyone came up to me and said they loved me in Arrested Development, I liked those people more than other people. And then that started happening with Archer when people were like, dude, you're an Archer, that's awesome. And Archer was like a really soft spot because in my heart because I loved it and it didn't feel like, you know, in the beginning it took a while for people to catch on. And on top of it, for someone to know I was an Archer, they would have to see my name and like Google the show or Google my name, like that took work. So I felt like someone put some time in to figure out that it was me, and then I felt really, like, complimented. But a lot of times I like to just start my interviews for Archer saying, I don't know if there's going to be another season on Netflix of Arrested Development, and I don't know if there's going to be a movie. Because I feel like all my Archer interviews end up with those questions.
There are 4 seasons of Archer right now available on DVD. The 5th season runs with new episodes every week on FX. And you can always see more at FXNetworks.com. It's set for all the very latest in pop culture starting right now. Taking inspiration from Fox bringing back 24 as a limited event series, NBC is reviving Heroes. Heroes Reborn will be a 13-episode miniseries event set for NBC next year. And Tim Kring will be behind it as well, although there's no word on yet whether any of the original cast will return. There's a small teaser trailer, about 20 seconds in length, that shows us absolutely nothing. You can catch that up on YouTube if you'd like. But right now, Heroes Reborn is set to hit NBC in 2015. Archie Comics is expanding into yet another new market, this time the young adult novels. The first is Betty, Diary of a Girl Next Door, written by Tanya Del Rio. It'll be a prose novel, but there will be some sketches included. Diary of a Girl Next Door will go on sale on July 16th, and Archie promises there are more to follow. When the Veronica Mars movie hits theaters in just a couple of weeks, you'll be able to see it in theaters and at home as well. Warner Brothers is doing the day and date thing, releasing it on video on demand and digital the very same day it hits theaters. It's all part of the promise that Rob Thomas made for the original Kickstarter deal, telling folks when they contributed, they would also get a digital copy of the film the day it was released. As you know, Veronica Mars, the movie, was a Kickstarter project, picking up with just under $6 million in funding in that Kickstarter program. Actor Matt Ryan, who you know from The Tudors and the Criminal Minds spinoff Suspect Behavior, may end up getting the role of Constantine in the proposed NBC series. Sources say we should get an official announcement from the network very soon, and then a plan as to whether this will be going to pilot in time for the pilot season coming up in a few weeks, or perhaps to be a substitute for something on the schedule in the 2014-2015 TV season. It's 20 pounds of X-Men for, well, a pretty big price. The X-Men Animanium Collection will be a 720-page slip-bound book that's set to come out from Marvel in a few months. It is not a complete set of all the X-Men stories, but has what Marvel calls some of the best of the best, starting with X-Men number one from 1963, some of the issues from the late 60s, those ones that were never reprinted a whole lot, and then, of course, plenty of Chris Claremont, John Byrne, Grant Morrison, and a lot more. There's also a lot of original bonus material as well to round out the 720 pages, which, by the way, will set you back just around $200 when the Animanium Collection hits stores in May. Well, in the worlds of reboots and remakes, it was only a matter of time till we got to the subject of Farscape. And now it appears, at least according to some sources, that there is a script for a Farscape spinoff movie out there, written by Justin Monjo, and attached to direct would be Brian Henson, son of the late Jim Henson, whose company was involved in the production of the original series and the short-lived miniseries that followed. The plot allegedly involves the son of Claudia Black and Ben Browder's characters, and there's no word yet on whether any of the original cast would return should this actually come to fruition. Bravo is moving in to the world of original series with something called Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce. It's based on a book series, and it stars Lisa Edelstein, Janine Garofalo, and Bo Garrett as well. It's set to work on development right now and will premiere on the network sometime in 2015. The Man from U.N.C.L.E. movie reboot now has a date to be in theaters. The film stars Armie Hammer, Henry Cavill, and Hugh Grant, and it's directed by Guy Ritchie. It'll be in theaters next January. Not the best time for movies, but Warner Brothers claims that a very busy 2015 has had them have to make a few changes in scheduling. That's it for right now. Big Oscar weekend coming up. Lots of pop culture to cover, and you can be on top of it right now. Just log in to GetThePointRadio.com. It's free to listen 24-7 on your desktop or your laptop, or take us along on your Apple or Android mobile device with a free app called iNet Radio. We'll be back with a podcast in a few days. It'll turn up in the usual places, like ComicMix.com and MichaelDavisWorld.com, and in the iTunes podcast directory as well. And we're always all over social media. Follow us under The Point Radio on Facebook and Twitter. Enjoy the Oscars. See you in a few days.